We're going to start entering a topic today which is so important and is one of the hottest debates with regards to Eruvin. Northwest London Eruv, Edgware Eruv, you name it, one of the debates and controversies and something which needs to be addressed is Simon Shinun Ches, which we're going to be learning tonight. Let's start. So the introduction to Shinun Ches is as follows. We know that one is allowed to carry in a Rishus Yochid. Okay, we all know that. Something which is defined as a Yochid, you're allowed to carry there. How do you define a Rishus Yochid? So we learned, if something is surrounded by Mechitzois, that becomes a Rishus Yochid. Okay, very good. Now, we're learning now that it's not always true though. Chachomim at times made a rabbinical gzeira and an Issa de Rabbonon that in a Rishus Yochid, you're not allowed to carry. There's a few of them, but the one we're going to be discussing now is that an area which is considered a kafev. Oh, yes, I do want. Yes, thank you so much. Very good. Okay, how do I know that? Let's see. Oh, very good. How do you make it? Oh, 1 second. Is that the, can you just explain it to me? Edgeway Eruv?
You have the line.
Oh, this is really excellent. So what is the green means with it?
You see, this is the roof.
And if I press down, what will happen?
You carry.
I would like to see the whole arrow if there's like. Oh, yes, that's what we need. That's what we need. Excellent.
Very good, John.
Good. Okay. Now this is exactly what we need. Okay. I wish everybody. You know, don't have smartphones. No. Okay, very good. Okay, because that's what we need. Okay, we're going to get to that in a minute. Okay, can I just keep it here for a moment? So what we are addressing now is that Chachomim made the Issa d'Rabbanon that when you have a kafev shaloi hukav ledira, which basically means you have got an area which is enclosed, and I'm only going to emphasize it here, it's enclosed, which really you've got the mechitzas around the area and really should therefore be a Rishus Yochid, and therefore really one should be allowed to carry that. But if it's a very large area which is not established and used for residential purpose, meaning it's not really people just hanging around and living there, then Chachamim said, oh no, this is too close to doesn't really look like a Rishus Yochid. It doesn't have the ingredients and the qualities of Rosh Hashiochit. So if you've got a very large area and lots of people living there, imagine an area where many people live and it's a very, very, very large Rosh Hashiochit. Imagine, what would be a good example for that? Many people live in a very large area and it's Rosh Hashiochit, an enclosed area, and many people live there. Yeah, okay, that's for another reason, for ill reason. We're gonna get to that, but not now. For another reason. But if you've got a very large area and people are actually living there, that's considered a Rishus Yochid, that's fine. But here we're talking about, if it's something which is an area which is enclosed, and people don't really live there, but you happen to put up your tent there, or you happen to just walk around there, Chachamim said, you may not carry there. Why? It's enclosed. No, it doesn't help. Chachamim made an Issa d'Rabbanon to carry in a kafev, shaloi hukaf ladiro. Shaloi hukaf ladiro very literally means shaloi hukaf was not surrounded, ladiro for residential purpose, for dwelling purpose. And this is, as I mentioned, something which is a very great difficulty to establish an Eruv. If you're building in a large urban area like Edgware, you're trying to build an Eruv, so you will see there will be areas which are not inhabited. First and foremost, parks. Parks. You've got a large area, nobody lives there. What do you do with it? Or perhaps you've got, especially in the Brent Cross area, there's very, very large areas, which are just storage areas, even parking lots. They are not there for residential purpose. And therefore, if you look at the Edgware Eruv map, which has been kindly arranged by Jonathan for tonight, you will see there are areas which have been especially on the edge of the Edgware Eruv, you will notice that they have been clearly cut out. It's very interesting to note, because these are, it's hard for me to show you from such a distance, but you will see that the eruv has been made not in a, they have been cutting out all the parks which they can from the eruv. And other areas which may be near shopping centers, near areas, you will see they are cut out. So if you can just maybe pass it, I'll just show. You will see, we'll discuss more of them in greater detail, but there is, this is a prime concern when you're establishing an eruv. The truth is that when the Gdolei, the prominent Dayanim and Rabbonim who looked into the northwest London eruv, very much the concentration and the focus on that was on the Kafef Shalok of Lediras. Since many of them in northwest London, Edra eruv is actually very good because they're pretty much all out. But we're gonna talk about this now because this is what Shinun Ches talks about. So let's get this clear. Siman Shinun Ches Sif Aleph. Kol Hekev Shelo Yukav Ledir. Any surrounding which is not surrounded Ledira for residential purpose. Kugon, such as Ganois Gardens, Padesim, so Ganois or Padesim, Huvurginim, various parks. She'enom burginin, she'enom asumi the lishmoy besoichon, and a burginin is a guard. What's it called? Like a sukkah, like a shelter, yeah? What do you say? A hut, yeah? So a hut, which is made for guards. They don't live there, they're only there for work. They guard the area to make sure nobody steals. And nobody takes anything. So they're not living there. So if you've got any areas like that, which only has parks, gardens, and perhaps a guard's shed, also Chachomim letaltel b'soicha, Chachomim forbade carrying within that area, yois semea ba'amois, you may not carry more than 4 amas in such an area, himu yois semea sosayim, if the entire area is greater than sosayim. What is sosayim? Avonimu sosaim, but if it is sosaim or less, you shivim amo v'shivim amo, v'abot fochim al shivim amo v'abot fochim. So if it's basically 70 amos and 70 amos, that's called sosaim. How much is 70 amos and 70 amos? Rabbi Yisai, square meters. We're talking about 70 times 70 amos. 35 to, yeah, a little bit more. How much is that? In 70 amas times 70 amas? 70 amas, so we're talking about 490 square amas. Am I right?
It's half, it's 35 meters. It's 35 meters squared. So it's 900,
right? Yeah, so that's, it's not so big. 70, mutal dalt b'kuloi. If it is less than that, 70 times 70 amas, which is a sosayim area, then you're allowed to carry them. If it's less than that, it's not a problem. It's surrounded, it's fine. But if it's larger than that, you may not carry more than dalat amas. Pein shu meruba, whether it is nice, even square. Pein shu ogoil, whether it is round. Oy oruch vekatin, even if it is narrow and long. If it is, ubilvad shelo yorko yoisim mishnayim berochvoy ama achas, unless it is what is considered a or koyoisim mishnayim berochvoy ama achas, which Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkot Yud Aleph means as follows: Tahainu, i.e., shin Sifkot Yud Aleph, shelo ye al kolponim or koyoisim emeo ama. If it is longer than 100 amas, then it is a problem. To kol shu shetach gadol ach af beoirich lechut machlo vebushes rabin vekamenes. If it has a very bizarre shape of being extremely, extremely long. So it's going to be a problem either way because it looks like Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi said the point is, so if it is an area which is less than Beis Sosayim, if it is less than Sosayim, then it is fine. So if it's Rosh Hashanah, it's fine. If it's larger than Sosayim, space, and it's Holoik of Ledira, you're not allowed to carry that. Any back gardens? Do you think your back garden could be a problem? Back garden? Yeah, back garden could be a problem. So we'll see, so the back garden is not a problem. Have you got a very large back garden, anybody? Back garden is not a problem. If it is surrounded for residential purpose, and if it could be endlessly big, if it is built for residential purpose, if it's been established and set for residential purpose, even if it is very, very big, mutal etal, but could be allowed to carry them within the whole area. Some say, stam kafifo shelonu mikro mukofes edir. So the Ramos says that an average kafif, an average area which is surrounded, you can assume that it's hukuf ledira, it's for residential purpose and it's fine. Tergilim liftoach pesach trilvach kechlakev, because generally people access it and people use it and use it, and therefore it's considered hukuf ledira. V'yesh oim roid, some say the kol kafeshu samuch lebeisoy, some say that any kafef which is close to a house, mikuf ledira is fine. Because if you've got a large kafef which is next to a house, person always intends of living there and using it for normal residential purpose, and therefore it's okay. Some are cholik, however, yes, cholikim, and some hold that it's not. And the fact that it's close, that's not good enough. You actually physically need to live there in order to, for it to be hukuf ledira. Okay, Rabbi, so this is the introduction to the halacha of a kafef shaloi hukuf ledira. And it is a big issue. Okay. Page 384. Okay. We're nearly completing the, can you see? We're nearly completing Chilik Gemel. Yeah, it's literally, page 384, Simon Shin Memal of Heter Nedorim B'Shabbos. The Aloch of Heter Nedorim B'Shabbos. A Neda, what's called a Neda in English?
A vow,
thank you very much. So Matirim Nedorim B'Shabbos, you are allowed to be Matir and Neda on Shabbos. So we know that if a person makes a Neda, generally speaking, you can be matinate, you can annul a vow, generally. That's the way it works. So can you annul a neda on Shabbos? Can you do that? Halacha is, yes, you may matir nedorim b'Shabbos, but only imul etzorech Shabbos. You can only annul a neda on Shabbos if it's needed for Shabbos, such as a person say, shalonod alechoil, a person made a neda, I'm never going to eat again. Most people tend to do that, no? Drinking? Forget it. I'm not going to, drinking is like a silly thing. I'm not going to, I won't. And he makes a neda, a proper neda. So he gets stuck. It was okay on Thursday. It was okay on Friday. But when he came to Shabbos and he had that cholent in front of him, and the kigel was just like, then he said, you know, actually it was a mistake. I regret this. I was a little bit impulsive when I said that. And I regret it. So now, it's a Tzorech Shabbos. Why is it Tzorech Shabbos? You're not going to manage without the Chalas on Shabbos. So therefore, it can annul a Neda on Shabbos. So because it's Tzorech Shabbos, you're not to annul it. What if it's not Tzorech Shabbos? You say on Friday said, I'm never going to go to work again. That's it. With this boss, with this workload, with this pressure, I'm not going to work again. And you make a proper neda. And then on Shabbos, you regret it. Can you battle the neda on Shabbos? No, you can't. Because not Tzorech Shabbos. So you can only mate a neda on Shabbos if it's needed for Shabbos. Even if you had time to matinate before Shabbos. Aval abal, but a husband, a husband can be, may fear the nedorim of his wife, even if it's not needed for Shabbos, because, if he doesn't cancel her neda, hayoim today, he cannot be mevatel the neda anymore in future. Why is that? What's going on with regards to, what's the halach of Haforas Nidre Ishtoi? How does that work? So the halacha is that a woman that makes a neda, a husband can, what's the halacha? Pasuk says that a husband can, that can be made for, why do you translate to me Haforas Nidorim? Is that also annulling? It must be a better word. How do you say hafarat nedarim? To be made matir, but lahafir. It must be lahafir. How do you say it in English? Yeah, okay. Same here. So, to be made for neder works as follows. If a woman makes a neder, the halacha is that her husband, if he finds out about this, he can be made for the neder. He can annul it as long as it is on that day. After nightfall, he cannot do that anymore. Today he finds out, his wife said, I'm never going to go shopping again anymore. And he said, I'm never going to go shopping. And then he finds out about this, and he says, it's not such a good idea. He finds out about this. If it was on Boy Bayoim on that day, he says, I wanted to make for the neder. I would get to cancel it because I do want to go shopping in future. So he can annul that neder. What happens after nightfall? Tough luck. That's it. No more shopping anymore. Can't annul it anymore in future. So the Mehafora's neder, it's unique for the husband. It's a certain power the husband has on the nedarim of his wife, and that can only be done on that very day. So therefore, what happens if the wife makes a neder on Shabbos, and he finds out about it on Shabbos afternoon, and it's not relevant at all to Shabbos, going shopping. I'm not going to go ever to next again. That's it. I'm only going to go to, what's the more expensive one called? Whatever. I'm only going to go to, and then she makes a proper neder like this. If he finds out about it on Shabbos, so now it's not a Torah Shabbos, but he can be mefir his wife's neder. Why? Otherwise, it'll be too late. He can't do it after Shabbos anymore. That's like we said. Bipnei sheim el shelo yafe lo yayoyim. If it's not made for today, lo yuchal oy lafirom. He cannot be made for anymore. Yeah. Can you make a neder on Shabbos? Good question. It's a mitzvah for sure. Yeah, so the truth is, although we don't recommend to make neder generally, but is that an extra issa to make a neder on Shabbos? I don't think there's an extra issa. Don't think so. So the answer is, it's never good practice to make a neder. It's never great. But I don't think it's worse to do it on Shabbos. Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Siv Beis tells us the following halacha. Mishenish balasus malacha ploinis, alzman ploini. If a person makes a shvur, and he says, I will do this particular malacha, alzman ploini, until a certain day and time, I'm making a shvur, I'm going to be doing this particular action until before that particular deadline. Veloinis damenola soisoi, and there was no opportunity for him to do this action. How do you machen shel oisoi zman? And he had never an opportunity to actually perform it and do it before the last minute. Ve oisoi yoim par b'Shabbos, and this last minute happened to be on Shabbos. Ve yesh lo ipsochim lahatinidroi, and he has got a Pesach to be matin the neder. Nishol in afilu b'Shabbos, you may do that on Shabbos. So the halacha is that generally, if you made a shvur that you're going to do something, and until a certain deadline, and the deadline happened to be on Shabbos, you never had a chance to do it beforehand. So the halacha is, you can be matir the neder, do a Pesach to allow to open up the neder, even on Shabbos. And finally, Siv Gimel, Nagu lehatir char me'akol b'Shabbos. This is very uncommon nowadays, but much more common previously, to make a charem akol. A cherem akol means a public cherem, so something which is no gal to the entire public, a big cherem, a big excommunication, something that somebody is excommunicated, or that a very important matter is resolved in a communal basis. So there's no tzorich mitzvah perhaps, but nevertheless, it may be done on Shabbos if it's a public, if you need a public forum for that, because on Shabbos people end up being in shul, and there's an opportunity for getting together and make public announcements, and that's why you're allowed to make a cherem on Shabbos, and similarly you're allowed to be matir a cherem akol b'Shabbos, because you've got the publicity there and people are there. And Mishlebuy Tak expensive cotton ches, she'enotzer Shabbos, if she ain't there, Lewis Knufiel of Shabbos, because you've got a public gathering on Shabbos, ve'im loy atiruhu loy, and if it is not allowed on, if it is not, permit, if it's not, if it's not do the Hatorah on Shabbos, lois asfu b'yom acher, people will not gather on a different day, v'nimtzer she'lo yiloy hetel oylam, and that, and therefore, there will never be an allowance for this particular matter, because you need everybody to be there, and that can only happen on Shabbos. So therefore, the cherem akol on Shabbos, although it's not tzarech mitzvah. So this means that if there's a cherem, somebody is excommunicated, and you want to cancel that, you know, cherem, this used to be until, I remember as a child, was a yid was put in cherem in Switzerland. I remember that. It was a yid was put in cherem. They put them in cherem?
Yeah, they can't join the minyan.
Well done. Yeah.
It was in the papers.
It was okay, good. So if they now they do tshuva, and they want to be joining as a minyan again, and they do things right, and they do tshuva, and they sorted out the mess they created, then the halacha is you want to be matir the cherem akol, and the only way you're going to do that is you're going to do that on Shabbos, because that's when people are together, and that's what people find out, is the publicity, and it's the right time to make an announcement. Although normally we only do tzarech mitzvah on Shabbos, but to make a public announcement, you can do that on Shabbos. Okay, that's it for this evening. I wish you a very good evening.